Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roland Offis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Carter reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. Cromartie tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Jorgensen moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Henderson moves to third. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson scores. Trevino moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ray Burris. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Trevino moves to third. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Houseman now pitching. Brad Mills pinch hits for Charlie Lee. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trevino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Fred Norman now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-1 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trevino juggles the ball. That's an error on Trevino. Dawson moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Dawson moves to third. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trevino. The throw from Carter to Spear and they have Trevino trapped. The throw over to Cromarty, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trevino juggles the ball. That's an error on Trevino. Spear moves to second. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Fred Norman. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mazzilli. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Spear scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Mets. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ross Grimsley now pitching. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mazzilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Dawson for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen bunts towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to second. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to third. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trevino hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-2 in the game. Office hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Norman pinch hits for Tom Houseman. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mazzilli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Mazzilli reaches second base with a double. Flynn moves to third. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavares for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Flynn scores. Mazzilli scores. It's 7-2, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Ross Grimsley. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards first. Cromartie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dawson for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.